Beijing says the U.S. charges against five Chinese military officers for cyber crimes are groundless and that the charges are badly damaging U.S.-China relations. Today, China's foreign ministry summoned the new American ambassador, Max Baucus, for a talking to. Isaac Stonefish is Asia editor at Foreign Policy magazine. He says it was surprising how fast the Chinese government reacted, especially its defense ministry.
As soon as the indictment came out, they had a very strong statement that they posted on their website, really laying into the United States for trying to indict at what they called members of the Chinese military on so-called commercial cyber theft. So this does make me think that the Chinese knew about this, that the Obama administration gave them the courtesy of letting them know pretty far in advance, and they were ready with a statement when the indictment came out.
And Ambassador Max Baucus, so what kind of tough talk do you reckon he got a dose of?
I think they gave him an assistant foreign minister. So I think it shows that they were displeased with him by calling him in so early and that they, at the moment, may not think too highly of him or the charges by having him be dressed down by someone so low on the totem pole.
Interesting. So are we about to see retaliation from China for these charges? And what form do you think retaliation might take?
I mean, we're dealing here with one of the most opaque branches of the Chinese ruling party, the Chinese government, the PLA. And I think we are going to see—
That would be the People's Liberation Army.
People's Liberation Army, right, which is the military of the Communist Party as opposed to the government. And they are, yes, probably the most difficult to understand part of the Chinese state. And I think they're going to retaliate, but exactly how and exactly when is almost impossible to say. Maybe the Pentagon will see an increase in retaliation cyber attacks. Maybe it'd be more difficult for U.S. military officers to get visas to China. Maybe they'll do absolutely nothing and then 6 months from now launch a massive cyber attack. It's very hard to say.
What about the argument in China that the NSA in the U.S. does this? So why shouldn't any other country, that there's a double standard with U.S. justice blaming China for hacking?
The DOJ really tried to make a distinction between economic and corporate espionage, which is what these five soldiers are accused of, and regular espionage, which from WikiLeaks and from Snowden, it's pretty clear that the U.S. does as well. I think this distinction was lost on most Chinese, in part because it's a pretty nuanced distinction, in part because Chinese media coverage of this did not make a fine point of that distinction. And I think a lot of the reactions we've been seeing on Sina Weibo, which is a major Chinese social network, is this kind of spying happens everywhere in the world. The U.S. very clearly does it. Why is the U.S. calling out China for doing what they do as well?
Yeah, and the U.S. counterargument is that these are Chinese military hacking into U.S. companies, private companies, turning secrets over to Chinese companies to help them, to assist them, and that the U.S. does not do that. True or false?
That's what they're trying to say. And I think, you know, we know that the U.S. government did hack into Huawei, a major Chinese telecom company, but we don't know how or exactly if the U.S. government shared secrets that they learned from Huawei with U.S. companies in order to give these companies a competitive advantage. And that's pretty clearly what Beijing does.
On another front, Isaac, China's hosting Vladimir Putin this week, and that's got to be in some ways more eyebrow-raising for the U.S. than hacking right now anyway. Are we seeing an anti-U.S. alliance from two BRIC countries right now?
It is, but I don't think we have to worry about an anti-U.S. alliance. I think China and Russia's interests are very different, and I think the U.S. should take comfort in the fact that this trip is mainly a business one. If Putin's lucky, he'll be able to sign this massive gas deal with China, which will start pumping over the next couple of decades, will pump $400 billion of gas into China from Russia. And this is a really nice lifeline for Russia's struggling economy if Russia can get the deal together. But I think China really wants to communicate to the United States that its rise is going to be peaceful. Putin does not want to do that. And I think China knows that the closer it gets with Russia, the more difficult it is to maintain a really good relationship with the United States, which is one of China's paramount, if not paramount, foreign policy goals.
Isaac Stonefish, Asia editor at Foreign Policy magazine. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.